New York woman charged with murder after she allegedly starved child to death. The Aegis Alliance. A woman in New York is facing a murder charge as of Friday after authorities affirmed she starved her boyfriend's age 7 boy to death earlier in 2021. 39-year-old Leticia Bravo ended up being the main babysitter for 7-year-old Peter Kuakuas back in September of last year when the school year had started, and also he had resided at her residence on a daily basis up until Saturday when his father cared for his son at his apartment, Newburgh Police Commissioner Jose A. Gomez pointed out. Peter stopped logging into online school in January. On February 10, he had been transported to St. Luke's Hospital, where doctors pronounced the boy dead. An autopsy conducted by the Orange County Medical Examiner concluded that Peter, who weighed just 37 pounds, had died of malnutrition. Gomez stated on Friday, "It is alleged that Bravo left Peter locked and secluded in a bedroom behind doors, locked from the outside since January 2021. Bravo is thought to be Peter's mom, yet police weren't able to state that with confidence in the course of a news announcement on Friday. Authorities apprehended Leticia Bravo on Thursday. She is facing charges of second-degree murder, first-degree manslaughter, as well as second-degree manslaughter. Her bond has been set at $250,000, however, it would be decreased with a secured bail," authorities mentioned. Bravo is facing 25 years to life behind bars for the harshest penalty charge of second-degree murder. Arturo Kuakuas, who is Peter's dad, is facing a charge of criminally negligent homicide. However, he had not been in police custody as of Friday, Orange County District Attorney David Hoover pointed out. A contact number provided to reach him wasn't in service as of Sunday. Kuakuas is charged due to the fact that even though he had the kid just one day per week, he should have known the health conditions his child had been in, Hoover mentioned. Court documents were not promptly readily available for neither Bravo nor Kuakuas, and also it is not clear if they have retained lawyers. Kyle James Lee, The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.